A Call to Action by Francis Farmers. Since early 2024, protesters, tractors and hay bales have been blocking motorways leading to the capital, calling out low food prices, unfair foreign competition and government red tape. The movement first blossomed in the Occitania region of southwest France, led by the biggest farming unions, the FNSEA and the Young Farmers. And later, the right-wing Rural Coordination, a group growing in popularity. We went back to the Tarn-et-Garonne, a rural region dominated by family-run farms, fighting to save their way of life.
Go, go, go! Allez, en route, mauvaise troupe! Hop!
My name's Axel. I'm 25 years old. I've been working on the family farm for 3 years now.
Allez les filles, on y va. Allez, hop.
I work with my mother and my grandmother. We transform some of our milk from our farm into various dairy products. Three women, three generations managing the farm. This is a bit what makes us unique. And here they call us Charlie's Angels. When my grandparents took over the farm from my great-grandparents, there were about 30 dairy farms in the area. And today we're the last ones. So it's a rather sad reality. There's no generational renewal. Children don't want to take over, and we can see that because the dairy sector has been in crisis for years. We don't set our milk prices. They're based on global prices, so depending on the farm's costs, it's not enough to live on. A lot of people have stopped dairy farming. They've switched to fruit and vegetable farming or large-scale agriculture. We're the last ones standing.
I'm Jean-Baptiste Gibert. I've been a farmer since 2016. That's when I joined my father on the family farm. I'm the ninth generation. We're in Saint-Juliette in Tarn-et-Garonne. My family has been farming this land for 200 years.
Pour Axel, faut le livrer quand?
Our goal is to get as close as possible to zero waste. This is also a way to make money from our produce. We turn our table grapes into grape juice. We also grow garlic and onions, and we make that into soups. All our production, whether it's for transformation or agricultural purposes, is organic. My father converted to organic in 2001. In 2023, there was a huge storm, and we suffered major losses in the agricultural sector. The region lost 43 million euros in production. You can imagine the psychological toll on local farmers. This explains the discontent we saw in the area at the end of 2023. We had farmers who could not take it anymore. It was just impossible to work. Sometimes we feel like we're on the verge of collapsing, but in the agricultural sector, we don't give up without a fight. I'm particularly involved with the Young Farmers Union of Tarn-et-Garonne. At the start of the protests, I was the regional president. In Occitania, we have the lowest agricultural income in France. We have a very diversified agricultural sector, and we are the principal region that uses quality labels like organic or the high-quality red label. We have responded to all the calls to upgrade, but on an economic level, the market crashed and we found it hard to sell our produce. And it's produce that we are at the same time struggling to grow enough of due to the climate crisis. It's been very difficult, and this is also why the protests started in Occitania.
I've been working on the farm for 40 years. We've been saying for a long time that the agricultural sector is not doing well, and I think we finally reached the breaking point. We're at the end of our tether. A change is coming. We're the only profession that doesn't set our own sales prices, and that's not okay. Everyone else, from manufacturers, suppliers, salespeople, all set their own margins and can raise their prices. We can't. I sold my first kilo of grains in 1985 for a higher price than what I sold it for in 2022. And everything we have to buy is now 3, 5, 10 times more expensive. The motivation to get up in the morning is still there, as we love what we do. But when we're making negative profits every year, it can't go on like this.
This was my great-grandparents' barn. It went all the way down to where the creamery is now.
I met my husband and we got married. I fell in love with cows, and so we built our career as dairy farmers. We didn't want to fall into the system of overproducing, so we slowed down a bit and decided, with my daughter, to focus on the creamery.
For Axel and for the others, when it's possible, we take an income of 600 euros per month. We do it like this because we don't want to be burdened by loans. We prefer to reduce our salary and keep our equipment and related costs up to date.
We're a very united team, working hand in hand. When one of us is down, there's always someone else to lift them up. And that's how we function. That's how we manage to get through the problems and the crises.
For me, it was natural to join a union. With the Young Farmers Union, we put forward the case that we are proud to feed the population and provide them with quality products. We won't let ourselves be pushed around. For us, it's very important. It's like how you would defend your family. For us, agriculture is family. And for me, it was important to say, yes, we are here and we are ready to fight.
The agricultural sector is fed up. I know that livestock farming is tough. I don't want to say it's not tough for others, but it's very hard. We invest a lot financially and psychologically. It's essential that we don't just work for the pleasure of it. We need to be able to make some money given the hours we work. A lot of people end their lives because they can't take it physically, mentally. They don't see the light at the end of the tunnel and they decide to just stop.
We work on a family farm. There are about 10 of us working on the packaging side. Our main activity is apples, peaches, and various other fruits. We work all year round. Today you can buy tomatoes from Spain and Morocco. We seem to be letting everything in from around the world. We are a country with labels where we try to encourage quality, where we have a lot of ecological constraints. We are in competition with people who don't follow the same rules as us. What can we do? We are doomed to fail. We're moving towards a model of large-scale multinational farms, whereas here in the south it's completely different. There are small plots of land, small family farms, and today the rural coordination is the best union to defend these values. When I hear comparisons between the far-right National Rally Party and the Rural Coordination Union, I find it completely crazy. The reality is that today you have a country that is changing, with people voting massively for the National Rally. We have National Rally officials elected into office, so when we hold meetings, it is with a National Rally member of parliament and mayor. It's nothing to do with us.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Last year, we relaunched the agricultural fair. For a first, we did really well, from bringing equipment, animals and produce. It was fantastic. People gave us great feedback. The agricultural fair is a day where all generations come together to talk about our profession. We're often so busy that we don't have time to do so, but this is a day where everyone sits down, enjoys, talks, and exchanges ideas. At the same time, it's an opportunity to meet consumers. At the start, when I said we were relaunching the agricultural fair, there were only five or six of us taking part. Now, a year later, we have over 20 people here. I feel that I have succeeded in my mission, that everything is going well, and that everyone is eager to celebrate our agricultural world.